What booker can prognosticate or speak of our kingdom's present state? I think myself to be as wise as he that most looks in the skies. My skill goes beyond the depths of the pond or river in the greatest rain. By the which I can tell that all things will be well when the king comes home in peace again. There is no astrologer than I say can search more deep in this than I may. To give you a reason from the stars what causeth peace or civil wars. The man in the moon may wear out a shoon in running after Charles's wain. But all to no end, for the times they will mend when the king comes home in peace again. Though for a time you may see Whitehall with cobwebs hanging over the wall, instead of silk and silver brave as formerly it used to have, in every room the sweet perfume delightful for that princely train, the which you shall see when the time it shall be that the king comes home in peace again. Full 40 years the royal crown hath been his father's and his own, and I am sure there's none but he hath right to that sovereignty. Then who better may the scepter to sway than he that hath such right to reign? The hopes of your peace for the wars will then cease when the king comes home in peace again. Till then upon Ararat's hill my hope shall cast her anchor still, until I see some peaceful dove bringing home the branch which I do love. Still will I wait till the waters abate, which most disturbs my troubled brain. For I'll never rejoice till I hear that voice, that the king comes home in peace again. Oxford and Cambridge shall agree, crowned with honor and dignity. Learned men shall then take place, and bad men be silenced with disgrace. They know it then to be a shameful strain that hath so long disturbed their brain. For I can surely tell that all things shall go well when the king comes home in peace again. Church government shall settled be, and then I hope we shall agree. Without their help, whose high brain zeal have long disturbed our common weal. Greed out of date, and cobblers that do prate of wars that still disturb their brain. The which you shall see when the time it shall be that the king comes home in peace again. Though many men are much in debt, and many shops are to be let, a golden time is drawing near. Men shall take shops to hold their ware, and then all our trade shall flourish all about, the which ere long we shall obtain. By the which I can tell all things will be well when the king comes home in peace again. Maiden shall then enjoy their mates, and honest men their lost estates. Women shall have what now they lack, their husbands who are coming back. When the wars have an end, then I and my friend all subjects' freedom shall obtain. By the which I can tell all things will be well when we enjoy sweet peace again. Though people now walk in great fear alongst the country everywhere, thief truth shall then tremble at the law, and justice shall keep them in awe. The French shall flee with their treachery, and the king's foes ashamed remain. Oh, which you shall see when the time it shall be that the king comes home in peace again. The parliament must willing be that all the world may plainly see how they do labor still for peace, that not these bloody wars may cease. But they will gladly spend their lives to defend the king in all his right to reign. So then I can tell all things will be well when we enjoy sweet peace again. When all these things to pass shall come, then farewell musket, pike, and drum. The lamb shall with the lion feed, which were a happy time indeed. Oh, let us pray we may see the day that peace may govern in his name. For then I can tell all things will be well when the king comes home in peace again.